Elizabeth North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, Jacqueline, how are you doing this evening?
All right, how are you under this Leo moon?
I am doing great. My kitties have not been able to get enough affection from me today, no matter what.
That's that Leo energy.
You're either purring or roaring. I love it when that happens.
Oh, they're a lot
of
fun.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Are you getting ready to go to Florida?
Absolutely. I'm leaving this weekend.
Are you excited?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get out of the cold weather.
I know. You're one of those mild weather people. Well, you know, I was for 20 years, and I like the seasons now.
Well, the season is here, and it's supposed to peak this week and next week, so fall is beautiful, and it should be a beautiful drive south.
Absolutely. A lot of nice changes going on this week astrologically.
Well, tell us about it. I know Jupiter is going direct.
And Mars is going into Leo.
Absolutely.
Oh, do I need the bravery?
Well, the action will get everybody charged, and Jupiter will bring everything back to its benefits again.
Exactly. So I'm pretty excited. Plus the new moon.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of good things that are kind of cracking now. People are going to get
back. One-to-one relationships especially because of the new moon being in Libra.
Exactly. We got all that peace and harmony. Of course, you're a Libra, so this should be a nice cycle for you.
Oh, it's going to be a busy cycle. It's always busy when I return home. I've got a lot of work to do when I get there.
Well, it's a renewal of your identity, too, because your main base of clients and your mission is very, very strong in Florida. We all know that. And I just think that part of it is going to be a bit ambitious, but part of it's going to feel like back on track, full steam ahead.
Absolutely. And that is also on the website that we're both on as well. SoulsJourneyLightworkers.com. Y'all have to come visit us there. It's a great place.
It certainly is. They have so many wonderful classes, so many wonderful readers with so many talents. And there's a number that you can reach us at this evening if you'd like a free mini reading on the air. And that number is 646-595-4473. And because I took you off guard, let me say it one more time. It's 646-595-4473.
We look forward to your calls. You get a double dose when you get Aphrodite and I together because you get one part from Aphrodite and one part from me.
Exactly. And, you know, it's very interesting because we're both very different people, and we both learned astrology separately, but all the clients we used to do down in Florida and stuff together, it's like we always have a similar bottom line, even though we express it differently. It's so neat the way that happens.
It is. It's awesome. Two different ways of learning, but astrology is astrology. You can't get past the planets, the stars, and the houses. So.
Absolutely. Have you ever looked into Vedic astrology?
I have. It does do, you know, it works well with timing of details. When you really want to get detail-oriented, I like it. I have other people that I know that use it and are very good with natals and everything. But I am a traditional astrologer, and I like reading it more on a traditional manner than Vedic.
I feel like if I studied astrology, just Western astrology, all my life, which I have for 30 years already, I think I could never learn it all because there's just so much data.
Oh, no human could learn all of it. It's impossible. It's like the never-ending spiral.
Absolutely.
The more you learn, the more you want to learn, the more detailed you get, and the more information you know. So I've been a student for, I don't know how many years, at least 30 years now, and I'll continue to be probably until the day I die. I won't know everything of astrology, and I'm sure you're the same.
You know, I pulled your chart up on my computer just because I wanted to take a look at this week for you, and I'm sure you're aware that Venus and Saturn are kissing and squaring your natal Jupiter and Sag, so you can't get it done fast enough, right?
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, I've been there and done that. I know what you're saying. It's crazy, but... you're going to have such a wonderful time down in Florida. I'm sure everyone's so excited you're coming back.
Oh, yeah. That's part of the reason why I can't get anything done. Everybody's calling to find out when I'm returning.
Uh-huh. I know it. Well, like I said, it's all going to be good when you get back, and you'll book them out like you have to, and hopefully you'll be able to breathe by Christmas, maybe not, because season is going to be in full swing.
Absolutely. But it's life and it's fun.
It is. I wonder if we have a caller.
All right.
We love
Area code 786. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Sienna. My birthday is on November 3rd, 1983. And I have a question about the love aspect of my life.
Do you know what time you're born?
I don't have a specific time. I don't know.
Do you know if it was morning, afternoon, or evening?
No.
That's okay. What city were you born in?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, can't wait to get there.
I knew that was going to touch your heart, Jacqueline. When I don't have a time, what I do is I set a person up at dawn. That's just the way I do
it. Absolutely.
Astrologers do it differently. And I have
to
tell you.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me see here. I was born. Now I'm looking. Hold on. I got to look at this.
Do you have?
6:07 p.m.
7 p.m.?
All right.
6:07 p.m.
All right. That's much more accurate information for us to work with. We appreciate that very much.
Okay.
And
very psychic.
Absolutely. Phew. Very curious, too. I have that Mercury in Scorpio as well. Always why. You are a one-to-one relationship girl. And you put a lot of effort into your love relationships. You work too hard at them, as a matter of fact. You have to be very careful about that. Are you interested in a relationship? Do you have that birth date of that person?
I have a birth date of the person, but the person in a relationship with someone, and the person, the birth date of the person is May 10th. 84, but the person's with someone, and I broke up with him because he cheated on me with this person.
And do you know what city they were born in?
He was born in Miami, Florida, too.
All right.
Well, opposites attract in the zodiac, and again, Scorpio Taurus polarity points is a lot of magnetic energy that's there, and that can be quite passionate. At the beginning, how long were you seeing him for?
Since August? No, not since August. April. The end of April.
Okay, after his last birthday. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Well, he's an intense creature, and I can see the attraction here, definitely, as far as the circumstances are concerned. Do I think this is the ideal relationship for you? No. I'm sorry to say. I can't see him actually staying faithful to you or anybody.
Yeah,
he is very egocentric. He comes first and foremost above everybody. You have that Libra moon, so here again, you work hard to try and balance the relationship out and give more effort towards making the relationship work and working with the issues. This guy doesn't. He's much more egocentric than what I'd like to see. So.
Yeah. But I can really see what you saw in him as far as the overall compatibility. And let me tell you why I say that.
Oh, yeah.
His Venus opposes your Sun. So my feeling is you looked at him and you saw love coming. Also, it's interesting because his Saturn sits on your Sun. So if you did end up in a long-term relationship with him, he would have been very controlling.
Absolutely. That's one of my issues mm-hmm. with this, is the control issue. He is definitely controlling. He manipulates things to his advantage. And
yes.
especially with you, he can easily do that. You know,
and his Pluto sits on your moon, which means that you basically empowered him because of your emotional sensitivity and your initial attachment to him. But unfortunately, it charged him up enough that he decided to go out and look for other things because he was feeling big, feeling large. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's happening in her future. What do we see? Do we see new love coming for her, Jacqueline?
That's what I'm looking at. And I do believe this is a new cycle for her, especially with this new moon in Libra that's going to go over there. I think this is a new cycle for you. And really, the good thing is you can let this guy go. I see two opportunities coming up for you. And you are a one-to-one relationship girl, so you're not going to date both of them at the same time. But I do
no.
see two opportunities coming for you, and I think that's what you should be looking at, is looking forward into the opportunities ahead. And let this one go, because I could see how he sucks you in. Aphrodite sees it as well. I'm sure that this is a strong attraction, but it doesn't mean it's the right relationship for you. You know, and that's where the problem lies, is that it's within. You want somebody that can work with you and balance things out. And
yeah,
he appears to. He has certain ingredients, and I'm saying that some of the attraction there you should be looking for. But he's not the right one. So he
the
does have.
The other thing that shows up in the chart, too, is it is time for you to look into a very, very different kind of social environment for yourself. You have a lot of squares between planets in your sixth house and planets that are transiting in the third. So it may be a time that you want to look into branching out a little bit. My feeling is through this impasse, you've probably discovered who your friends really are. And
mm-hmm.
so I think it's time for you to change your lifestyle a bit and to look for people that truly are loyal to you. I see one person standing strong by you. You've got Saturn very close to your Venus right now, and Venus is currently transiting. You're basically you've been going through your Venus return. You probably do have one strong support system right now, and they knew you were going to get hurt, but you didn't listen, right?
Yeah. There was a girl who knew, but I let her go.
Okay. Well, I think you need to look into new ways to get yourself out into the world and maybe find a new romance for yourself.
Absolutely.
The
opportunity is definitely out there.
There is a guy, I don't know his birthday, but I'm going to see him, like, at the end of October, like, within between October 23rd and 25. I'm going to see him, but I like him. I don't know if he's feeling me as much as I'm feeling him, you know? When I get on him, I get, like, this connection. You know, I haven't had, like, we haven't had that physical, like, I haven't kissed him or anything like that. It's just that I can tell we have a connection.
Just be careful about rebounding.
And I'm going to say you can feel a lot. You're highly intuitive, and you can feel a connection to people. Be careful. Go a little further. Take that second thought and that second look and say, really, is this a connection to help, or is this a connection for love? Because you're a rescuer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And so I would strongly suggest that, especially with this particular one that you're going to see at the end of October.
Yeah, it could be pretty empowering. It could be pretty empowering.
Okay.
In a bad
I think
way
we have another
in a good
phone
way.
Call.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you. All right.
I wonder who else we have on the line.
301.
Hello.
Hi, 301. Your birthday.
Hi. Yes, my birthday is December 9th, 1990. My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Helen.
And I have a sister.
Hi.
It's okay.
What time were you born?
I think 5:37 a.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times. And where were you born?
In Cheverly, Maryland.
Where in Maryland?
Excuse me?
Cheverly, Maryland.
Oh, okay, I got it, Chevrolet. All right. It's a little hard. Electronic devices aren't all they're cracked up to be. Where do you live now?
Well, I live in Lanham.
Maryland?
Yes, Atlanta, Maryland.
Okay, good. So you're not too far from home, huh? Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Well, this question is about this person, and his name is Corey Alonso Thomas Stephen. He and I, we've been in the Army for about 3 to 4 months, and, well, we just graduated the high school together. He's been in the Army 3 to 4 months, and I want to know, like, will he ever speak to me again, and what are his true feelings about me? Now, his birth date is December the 2nd, 1990. He's also a fag as myself, but I don't know if it's on the birthplace or the time just when he was born.
You don't know where he was born?
No.
What city or state or?
No.
Do you think he was born in the United States on the East Coast, West Coast, or do you think he was born in another country?
He was born in the U.S., I think on the East Coast section.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't really know. But,
well, maybe we should just set up a local chart for Maryland where she lives now.
That's where I was going
to
do.
Take a look at the planet, yeah. I know it's hard when we don't have a place or a time, but we can still look at the planetary influences. It'll give us a little bit of a guidance system here for you to kind of see what's going on. How long has this person been removed from you?
What do you mean by that? How long have we had this army?
Yes.
We had this army like about 3 to 4 months ago this year. Like, it started like since June 2009, a week after we graduated from high school.
Now, have you been in communication
with him?
Yes.
No, not that much. The last time I spoke to him was over the phone on September 11th, and the last time I kind of spoke to him online was September 17th, and that's it.
Well, because you're born so close together, you have a lot of planets that are conjunct because you're born the same time of year, the same year. There's a lot of similarities in the two charts. But the interesting thing is that he was born with his Venus, his love planet, sitting on your sun in Sagittarius. So you both do have a very strong sense of freedom. Now, we don't know exactly where his moon is located because the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours. But he has a Gemini moon if I set him up at dawn, which usually
it's dead on, you know, dead in the middle, so I'm guessing any time during that day
there would
still be a Gemini moon. So, and he has the Mars in Gemini as well, which means that this guy, there's a lot of dualities with the two of you. You have the Virgo moon, which is a dual sign moon as well. And so there's a, you know, an on again, off again thing. I do think there's a kinship between the two of you, a very strong kinship between the two of you. But again, I'm betting he has that Gemini moon, and that just takes him away emotionally for a period of time.
Does he like reside in Washington D.C. that where he lives?
Say again?
Yeah, he, like, lives in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where he currently lives at. But he's not there now because he's somewhere in Florida for education purposes.
It all comes back to Florida.
I know it. I know it. That's amazing today. Well, one thing I want to say, Helen, is this. Is that, first of all, if he's got a Gemini moon and a Gemini Mars, and you have a Gemini Mars, and your moon is in Virgo, all this Mercury stuff, it shouldn't be that difficult to have a conversation with this person. Now, was he initiating the conversations? Were you initiating the conversations? I really think that the two of you, at the very least, could be excellent friends, and there could be a very strong communication here. So what happened?
What happened?
Yes.
Well, after graduation, I wanted Corey to, I invited him to see my Shakespeare performances. The first one was with the Dirt, and I called him up. I first emailed him, but I didn't get a response back. So I called him up, and I told him, would you like to come? He said he'll try to come, and I heard that cluttered. And then I reminded him again by email on June 30th. He didn't show up for Richie the Third. I was disappointed. I emailed him again. He didn't respond back. Then on July 15th, I tried to tell him about Macbeth. He kind of, you trying to blame me for a virus and everything, and I scanned the computer, and I told him on the phone that I didn't do it, and I don't know what happened after that. I gave him his grace period of his break, And I called him. I tried to get a hold of him in August for him to see if he was going to come see Macbeth. Again, he said he would try to come, but then he bailed on me. And then I got mad at him, and I wasn't like, why he didn't give me a definite answer, and it just led to chaos and everything.
Here again, I think this, you know, I think that this is a highly independent gentleman who doesn't like to be controlled and is very strong-willed. And I think that, you know, in that aspect, I think that it would be better for you to look at other avenues as far as your love life is concerned.
I think you're right. Well, I also see that basically Pluto is sitting on his Mercury in Capricorn right now at 0 degrees, where it's very strong. When a planet's in the first 2.5 degrees of a sign, it's a very strong energy. So it looks like this person is trying to establish himself in some way, whether it's
absolutely.
In D.C. or down in Florida. I just feel his priorities are not with relationship right now, Helen. And I feel, again, with the Gemini moon, I'm sure that he's probably not going to commit until he's a bit older anyway. I just feel he's going to basically be looking to go out, socialize, make connections, do all that kind of thing, because he's a Sag son with the Gemini moon.
Because I know he's meeting friends, I know that, but, like, I want to, like, when, will he ever speak to me again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think you two will be in contact again. I have no doubt about that.
But we left on, like, a bad note. He, like, say, like, he got so irritated and stuff. And I'm like,
right, just let it go. Just let it go. It's, you know, just,
I don't
think it's
going to
be as bad as what you think. Here again, you have the Virgo moon, and you have a tendency of overanalyzing things too much when it comes to your emotions, and you persevere over it too long as far as the relationship is concerned. You're a strong-willed woman yourself. When you go into something, you plow through it, and you're determined. And I think that at this point in time, I think that it would be better for you to look on to something else and just let this one go. And even though I say, and that's the reason why I think both of us were hesitant in saying that he will be in contact again, is because he will be in contact again, but do you need to be around? No. And that's where you need to move on with your life.
You saying that I won't be around or he won't be around?
You shouldn't be around, and he won't stay permanently around. I said he'll be back in contact. Did I ever say, I never said this was a good relationship.
Oh.
Okay.
I think what's going to happen here is that he's a full moon child, and I think it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And wherever he's located, if he's in D.C. or if he's in Florida, Helen, what's going to happen? He's already got friends around him. He's got people calling him right there. So he goes around the corner rather than across the state line or across a few state lines coming to see you. I just think that right now what he's doing is he's moving and shaking, and he's going through his self-discovery time. And that's okay. But like I said, I still think he would be in contact with you. I think he could be friendly. I think that basically if he was back up in your area, you could even end up getting together at some point. But I'm not necessarily seeing this a person that you have to sacrifice everything else for. I think you probably have seen much more in him, and you probably have a very, very good grasp of who he is and what he's about. Very, very observant. And I think in some ways you may have even looked into him too closely, and he got nervous. That's what I think happened.
I think that is the problem, is that he doesn't want to commit to anything right at this point in time, and he's going through that transformation and change. And, yeah, he's nervous. He ran. That's his modus operandi. If he can't deal with it, he runs. Mars in Gemini, Moon in Gemini, Sun in Sag, Venus in Sag, he runs. So he escapes the situation.
But does he care about me or anything like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. But in saying that, again, I don't think the two of you will have a love relationship. I have to say that. Even though they'll be in contact and even though he cares about you, that's the reason why he will call, is because he cares about you. But I don't think this is what the relationship you're looking for. I think you need to look somewhere else.
And the good news is you're going to have a lot of opportunities until the end of the year to basically see someone else around you. So don't give up. And we're so glad you called in tonight. So you have a good night and go out and reintroduce yourself into your social sphere.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
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 it's so hard when people get disappointed, but, you know, I don't want to set her up for a fall either.
Absolutely. And there's so many more possibilities out there. And this is, you know, and for her to sit around and wait for someone to come back to her that isn't going to treat her well, you know, it's so much better just to move on when you get into that type of situation. And a lot of people get stuck, but, you know, that's where we come in and take a cattle prod and go, move.
Well, they just have so many planets that are identical, and they're born just far enough apart to get that lunar square going.
Absolutely.
And that is hard as far as the emotional, the soul energy, because she's going to be much more dedicated. She's going to try and analyze, make things perfect. And he's going to be like, well, this person's calling. I got to go here. I got to go there. And that's why it's kind of like a little bit of a mismatch. I'm not saying that there's certain cycles of time where their moons can progress and be in accord, you know, but that only lasts for a couple of years. So I'm
Absolutely.
Just thinking that it could be a really great friendship and they could really connect and have a good time some of the time. But like you say, I think as far as mating, time to move on.
Okay, how about we move on to our next caller?
Go for it.
440,
hello.
Yay! Where
hello,
are you in Cleveland? I am leaving
yeah.
you to go to Florida.
Man, I wish I could be there right now. It's certainly not any higher than 40.
Oh, I am sitting in Painesville, sweetheart, right now.
Oh, are you really?
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness,
when
crazy.
You said 440, I went, oh.
Wow, there's people closer than I thought.
I'm right in Painesville. I'm leaving, though. I'm leaving you. I can't stand this cold weather.
Florida bound.
So I have to go down to South Florida. So what is your birthday, sweetheart?
My birthday is May 12, 1989.
And do you know what time you were born?
12:40 a.m.
And the city?
Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo.
Oh, no.
Right down Lake Erie. Hey, at least it's warmer here than it is in Buffalo.
Yeah, that is true. Very true.
Oh.
Now, where in Ohio do you live now?
I live in Eastlake, in Lake County.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. Well, Eastlake is right around the corner from me. 10 minutes away.
Yeah, I can see the Captain's Stadium right from my house.
Oh! I know exactly where you're talking. That's funny.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's not too far away. Like I said, 10, 15 minutes.
What a
so did you have a question for us today?
Or? I do have a question, yes. I am a little concerned about my career. I recently developed a little business plan. I know that I'm going to own my own business one day. And I keep kind of contradicting myself if I want to, you know, stay in my own business or be some sort of performer of some sort. You know, I want to be glamorous, rich, famous, you know, the whole nine. I know it's coming. I know I have the drive for it. I've got all, you know, the cards are all set. It's just I need to be patient. I don't know where to put my focus on, I guess, is what I'm saying. So if I could gain some intuition on that, that would help immensely.
Well, I am going to say you are theatrical, okay? There is no question about that. You have a Leo moon, which is just really beautiful to set that off. Plus, you've got Jupiter and Mercury both in your fifth house, which leads to comedy, sitcoms, things like that, which are very good for you. As far as that's concerned. And you do have the money drive, of course, having the Taurus sun. Slow and steady wins the race here, sweetheart. You've got the solid look as far as the face with the Capricorn rising. You've definitely got the solid look for it.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah, I just got to definitely learn to be patient. I try to learn more about it every day, so.
Well, like I said, being patient just takes a lot of practice. The thing I like about my energy is that you could write, you could direct, you could act, you could speak more than one language, you could do dialects. You've got a lot of versatility in your
Absolutely.
Repertoire.
Absolutely.
Which is a real benefit. But the thing is, your Mars is in Cancer in its fall, like mine is. And I think that because of that, you know, I think that you can be very accepting sometimes of your limitations when you do need to push more.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have that Mars in Cancer, too, as well. And
I think that you can basically be very, very patient, but you need to know that moment in time when the opportunities do come, that's when you put the push on. That's when you show up sincere, friendly, warm, and pseudo-confident.
We got to work on that confidence thing, because you go back and forth with it, and you got to keep that direction. Know that you naturally have it, and just say, well, if they don't like it, I'm moving on, and keep pushing, because you can do it. There's no question about it.
Yeah, definitely. I got to make sure that I've always tried to look for, you know, that silver lining. It's just, I always lose that little drive. It's like, oh, that's not right. Oh, no. And then something always comes back, and it's like, oh, there it is again, right in front of your face. Don't forget about it.
I would strongly suggest, I mean, I really do, I would strongly suggest that. In owning your own business, I truly feel that it would work better if you had some kind of home-based business, to be exact.
Yeah, okay.
Where you're working out of the house, I think that would work really well for you.
You have a lot of planets in the 12th house, which allows you to do all the practice, all the rehearsing and stuff behind the scenes, to gain your power, put on the cloak of the person that you're trying to represent to the public. So most of your work is going to be done in private before you can launch it out to the public. That's just kind of the way it works in your chart.
Absolutely.
Well,
and you feel most comfortable in your home environment, so that's the best place to really practice. And, you know, when you're at home, just keep working at it. You know, keep your focus level there. Sometimes I find it good for people like you to put notes on your mirrors. Like your bathroom mirror and your bedroom mirror or on your refrigerator, things that you're going to see that motivate you and have that visual effect all the time. Plan your home around making it to where you're focusing on your success in your home. I think that would really work well for you, too, because you can get distracted very easily. And that's where the downside comes and you lose it and then you come back again.
That's a wonderful idea. I'm definitely going to do that.
I just relocated him to Los Angeles, and that's where he's going to be famous.
Yeah, absolutely. I know he's going to end up in L.A.
He puts his son into the 5th house, which is the house of the arts. It takes all his Capricorn planets and all the work he's doing behind the scenes now. They go right into his 1st house in L.A. So my feeling is all the hard work that he's doing now is going to pay off. He's going to have to do it on the West Coast. But I've got to tell you, it looks fantastic. So I really feel that, I know you're closer to New York, but I don't think New York is where it's going to be.
No.
I really think it's going to be Los Angeles.
Absolutely. You'll make it there in Los Angeles. And it'll be a home environment. You'll feel comfortable there, too, as well. So I would strongly suggest looking at that goal at some point in time of making it to the L.A. area.
Well, I've definitely thought about it.
Don't forget us
never...
when you get rich and famous. Don't forget us, okay?
I definitely will. That's my most important thing, is because I want to make sure that I help all the others that helped me become who I am.
No. Help yourself first. And then help the others, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Stop it with the Mars and Cancer of helping everybody else around you. You got one goal, focus on it, huh?
Yeah, but he's got that natural healing abilities, a natural counselor. People tell him all their deepest, darkest secrets, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You know
what?
You've got to take care of your health. I think that's Jacqueline's picking up on this psychically, because Jacqueline and I have known each other for a long time, and she's just sometimes she just gets these flashes. I have to tell you, you've got several planets that are squaring your sun right now. So do guard yourself against the flu. Do keep your voice box very, very, you know, away from colds and flu and stuff like that. If you get a little tickle, take care of yourself. Okay? Just make sure you keep your immune system pumped up for this season, because this season's supposed to be like kind of like a tough flu season, not just the swine flu, but other stuff too. So I'm just saying to make sure you do take good care of your health and well-being, because I think a lot of time people do lean on you, because you got that strong Taurus sun, but you've also got all that nice Gemini energy, so people want to tell you everything.
Be very careful about that. Pick and choose, you know, really pick and choose a little bit more. You are a natural nurturer, and you can wear yourself out helping others.
That definitely does happen.
I think you're going to end up with somebody from a foreign country, too, as far as relationships are concerned.
Oh, wow.
And I feel it's absolutely wonderful. I think it's going to be the warmest, most beautiful energy. And it won't be, again, until you go westward and you start to establish yourself. That's when you will meet this person that was probably born in another country And I just feel it's going to be fantastic.
Wow.
Just fantastic.
Well, that's always good. I think, I've been getting, like, I know that I'm intuitive, and, like, I get weird visions and feelings, but I don't even know what they are yet. And I know that I need to take classes to sharpen that. But I wish that there was a way that I could, like, recognize if others go through that same thing.
Well, I can tell you for a fact you won't find it on the east side of Cleveland.
Oops.
They're not as metaphysically inclined over here as they are on the west side. Definitely.
We're so glad you called in tonight. I know we have another caller waiting, so please check in with us and let us know how you're doing.
I definitely will. Thank you, ladies, so much. Have a great night.
You too.
As well.
Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart. 478 is next.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Hello. All right. How are you?
I'm fine. And what is your birthday?
Oh, June 22nd, 1971.
Born at 6:36 a.m. in Fort Valley, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay, now that was too fast for me. 6:36
a.m.?
No, 6:46.
Oh, it's 6. Oh, last time you lied.
No, I did. Not. I always say 6:46. I know it.
Oh, I probably just typed it in wrong. You know, I have new fingers.
Yeah, it was your fault.
And what is the city you live in?
That I live in now?
Oh, that you were born in.
Fort Valley, Georgia.
All right.
Where do you live now?
Okay, people said something.
Where do you live now?
Warner Robins, Georgia.
Did you have a specific question for us, or did you?
I have a specific question. My ex, John, I was wondering if he was going to come back in my life.
What's his birthday?
January 28th, 1974.
Say again?
January 28th, 1974. Okay, and do you know where he was born?
No, but he's from Junction City, Kansas, but I don't know if he was really born there.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Now that's very interesting.
Yeah, your hesitancy of the two of us.
You know what, I think he could come back because of Jupiter's retrograde right now, the planet of good fortune and abundance, at about 17 degrees of Aquarius. And his natal Jupiter's at 20 degrees of Aquarius. So what's going to happen, Jupiter's going to be turning around in the heavens this week and moving forward. So he's going to be going through his Jupiter return. Now, when he was born, his Jupiter and his Mercury were kissing in the heavens. So you're going to get, you could definitely hear from him within the next 45 to 55 days. As far as some kind of communication happening here. Now, does he communicate with you electronically?
Yeah, the last time it was text messaging.
Okay. Because text, email, and again, even on cell phones, my feeling is you may indeed hear from him again. Now, who broke off the relationship, you or him?
He left. He decided to go back to be a good father.
Okay. I really think that he's forgotten the good fortune and the abundance of the relationship, so I think he could be in contact. But Jupiter, again, just would indicate that he might have thoughts up again, that he wants to talk to you, wants to get in touch with you, because the way that your chart is looking here, too, is that when Jupiter makes that passage, it's also going to be passing over your Mars, which is the man. And so what happens here is that, like I said, he could still be distanced from you, But the philosophy of what needs to be shared, it seems like there does need to be some kind of closure. I don't really see this as re-instigating the relationship as much as I see it closure, acknowledgement. What do you see, Jacqueline?
You know, I think that he really taught you a great deal about your own personal self and about your own personal values and beliefs. And I think that's the gift that he gives you. He definitely shows you a different path or a different avenue than what the average person would. And I think that that is a strong attraction to you because he does have that. I do feel Aphrodite is correct, and that's one of the reasons why I'm saying that, is that I do think this is going to come to an end. I do think it's going to come to a finalization. I don't think the finalization will come from him. I think it'll come from you.
Okay.
I think you're the one that's going to say, I can't do this anymore.
Yep.
Well, that'll be good.
Get yourself back a little bit. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Well, listen, you have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Take care. That was short and sweet.
That was a good one. Yeah.
I wonder who else is on the line waiting for us.
Hello, 203.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Okay.
When's your birthday?
10/10/80.
Oh, fellow Libra.
Yeah.
And what time were you born?
I think, what, 12:25 a.m.?
10:25 a.m.?
No, 12:25 a.m.
And the city?
Stamford, Connecticut.
Stamford.
I didn't get the year.
80.
Ah. Thank you.
Sure.
And what time?
12:25 a.m.
25. That's what I thought. I knew I was wrong. Where do you live now?
I live in Milford.
Connecticut?
Yep.
Do you like it there?
It's okay.
It's okay. Sound real committed. Wow, you have a very interesting chart. Are you aware how psychic you are?
No.
You don't think you're psychic?
Yes, I do. I believe that.
Well, you definitely are.
His moon's on the cusp of Libra and Scorpio. His Mercury's in Scorpio. His Uranus and Mars are both in Scorpio. He's got all this nice Scorpio, deep, very strong, instinctive psychic stuff going on, don't you think?
Intense.
Yeah.
Definitely intense.
I love it. I'd like to see him develop that more.
Definitely a colorful life you lead. There's no question about it. With Pluto conjunct your sun on one side and the moon on the other side. What do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher assistant, and I'm right now I'm striving. I'm a songwriter, poet, and I have an artist. I submitted a demo to my cousin, who's in the music business, and I'm waiting to respond, and now I'm trying to plug with other people that's in the music business.
Great.
Yeah, it goes right into a fifth house.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that I think you've chosen a good career, and I think that one of the things about Mercury and Scorpio that a lot of people don't understand is that they'll push and they'll get so far with it, but they'll be 90% there and they'll be so exhausted from pushing and really struggling up that hill that they'll drop it at 90%. I can't go any further. It's done. It's over with, and fatalize it as an ending. If I could give you one suggestion, when you get to that frustration level to where you feel that frustration boiling up because it really steams up to where it's almost uncontrollable at points in times, walk away and don't fatalize it. Don't say it's done. Wait and come back to it, okay? If you learn anything in your life, it's always walk away and come back. You'll find a different answer when you come back. You can succeed at anything you want. You have the tenacity to do that. And you have the leap or balance to be able to negotiate any way through it you can. You can always find another avenue. So I think music is an awesome way of you going, and I think it would be really be a good direction. I'm sorry, did you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, well, basically that was the question. Will I be able to have a career in music as well, my artist, because we're striving to do that.
Absolutely, but I really think what's going to happen is you're going to have a disappointment first, if you haven't already. And you're going to feel a little bummed out, but the reason that that opportunity doesn't happen is because there's a really better one, good one, right behind it. Now, what's happening is Mars is very close to your ascendant in Cancer right now. So what's happening is Mars in Cancer is in its fall. It's been a time that we accept maybe our limitations too easily. And like Jacqueline was pointing out, sometimes we feel a little bit tired because we feel like we're kind of pushing against the flow of the energy. But Mars is going to be going into Leo this week, which is very much more brave and more courageous. And that fire is going to feed all the air that you have in Libra. So I just think you're going to get really fired up. And Mars is going to be in Leo longer than normal this year. Usually it's in there for about 7 weeks, but it's going to retrograde. It's going to go forward. This is a time you can really get your music together. You can make it much, much more dramatic. You can relaunch yourself. It's going to be a very, very powerful winter season for you. And you definitely have what it takes to be good at this, to be excellent at this. And I really would love to see you work more with recording studios right now. I feel for some reason you're going to get your name out there in more of a local form first, and then you'll go into the larger groups, in the larger spaces, in the larger places to perform. But I really feel it's going to happen in your community or through recording studios, and then it's going to go out into the world a little bit, and then you're going to really have that opportunity to really go out there and knock them dead more.
I agree. I think you're going to be a backup artist first for somebody or work with somebody in the studio doing their work first before you get to come out with your own. I agree with her in the in-studio thing very much so.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm a songwriter and my friend, well, he sings, so.
Excellent. Keep it all in the family. That's great. Now, are you a poet?
Yes, I write poetry as well.
Yeah, because you got that beautiful Neptune in Sag. What a great energy that is for poetry. It's just beautiful, and it's in your fifth house. So you have a natural rhythm in your soul, whether it comes to music or the way that poetry is actually recited. It's just a beautiful natural gift you were given from birth. How amazing.
Yeah.
Well, keep pushing and go for it. We're behind
follow
you
1,000%. Absolutely. Follow it blindly. That's where your success will lie, really.
Okay.
You're going in the right direction. Just if it starts giving you problems, walk away and come back to it again.
Okay.
You know, don't get frustrated and say, I can't do this, because you can. There's no question about it. Okay?
Okay.
Good
Thank
luck.
Have a great night.
You too.
I wonder if we have anybody else holding on the line, Jacqueline.
702.
Hi, 702. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is 4/14/66.
And what time were you born?
2 o'clock p.m.
And where?
Chicago.
Chicago, the Windy City.
When did you move to...
Do you live in Chicago now?
Nope, I've been in Las Vegas for 8 years.
Whoa, my sister just came back from the motorcycle rally there. How awesome. Do you like it there?
I love it.
Oh, wow, that's great. The city that never sleeps.
Yeah.
Do you get any sleep?
It's hard because it is a very high energy city sometimes.
Now, do you have a specific question for myself and Jacqueline this evening?
Yes, I do. I had a bad business experience a few years ago, and it went into court. The person sued me for something I didn't do, and I won my court case all by myself.
Wow.
Not surprising.
No?
It's not surprising.
No, I have Mars and Aries. I think that was it.
In the ninth house, in under law, so you will win.
Yes, and but the thing is, the person has been harassing me since court ended a year and a half ago, posting pictures of me at myself all over the internet, where I live, what car I drive, all kinds of stuff. I've gotten 2 restraining orders against him, and he won't stop. I am at the point where I'm thinking of going to law school or something like that as a result of this experience. It's changed my whole life in a way that I never imagined, and I'm wondering when this guy is going to stop and if I should pursue law as a career.
You're too nice of a girl, I have to be honest with you. You're too nice of a girl to be able to really be a dog enough to be an attorney. Okay?
I think so,
too.
Now,
come on. There's some nice attorneys out there. Come on now.
There are, but they have to be tough. And you get caught up in the drama with that Aquarius moon. You get caught up in the drama of it. Teaching it would be a thing. But, you know, and with that Mercury in Pisces and Venus in Pisces, you're somewhat of a sucker. You believe people and you're too nice to them.
Yeah, I have that whole Pisces stellium, and I was an artist for a long time, and I really want my peaceful life back, and I feel that
absolutely.
I've been pushed, and that's why I defend myself, because I was pushed to do that.
Because you're pushed against a wall, you will do it. There's no question
yes.
about it.
Yes.
You know, this form of stalking, it is challenging for the Pisces energy. There's no question about it. But again, I have to say that I think it would really be a whole nother experience for you. You'd lose your peace and harmony if you went into
yes.
law.
That's how I feel right now. I'm feeling that mentally I'm smart enough for it, but inside my soul, I don't think I would want to deal with that on a daily basis.
Yeah, as a profession, I don't think that would be the ideal profession for you.
Well, I see a couple of observations here I just wanted to share with you. One is Jupiter
mm-hmm.
turning around right on top of your moon, so this is a time for you to think about how lucky you are. And as Jupiter turns around on your moon, it's squaring your natal Neptune in Scorpio, so you have to realize that this person that you're dealing with is mentally ill. And my feeling is, again, there's a part of it that's very deeply compassionate. And my feeling is, as much as it's been very aggravating and very upsetting to you, that this person obviously has some very deep-seated issues. Now, Uranus
right.
is transiting very close to your Saturn. It's retrograde right now. It's going to move forward in the heavens. Actually, it's going to stand still in the heavens on the 1st of December. But I feel that as it goes over your Saturn, I do feel that it's probably going to stop at that point, or
mm-hmm.
someone's going to be successful in at least making the person stop, even if it's a temporary measure. So my feeling is probably
mm-hmm.
in December you'll get your wish for that. But I think that you also
good.
Need to look into the mentality of this person, because it's easier for you sometimes to accept, forgive, and realize the person's farther back on the path of evolvement than you are, than
mm-hmm.
it is for you to come back hard and heavy and hit him over the head, which you probably
yeah,
need.
Yeah, I know.
Now, you've got a lot
yeah,
of squares
yeah.
with your Jupiter in Gemini, too, in your natal chart. So because of that, you would make a fantastic counselor. You do see both sides of the question with very good clarity when you can detach. So the key
right.
to give you peace of mind is to be able to detach a little bit and realize what you're dealing with, that it's really not about you. You're a scapegoat for this person's issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That'll set you
that
free maybe
sense.
From some of the worry.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've been so distraught that I'm thinking I need to move because I can't stand it anymore. And why should I have to give up my home that I love?
And here again, why aren't you standing your ground with it? He isn't physically harming you. And I'm not saying, because I can tell you from my own experience, I was stalked by a gentleman who was very similar to this one. He likes playing the mental game with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as long as he can still control you mentally, he's happy, okay?
Okay, got it.
And here again, I think Aphrodite is correct with that emotional detachment from the circumstances. Understand that this man wants you to fix him. Excuse me, to fix him. You can't fix him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Even if you go to court and be that dog, you're not going to fix this man. And that's what his
right.
desire and his goal is here, is to have you fix him. No, you can't accept it. You can't do anything about it. walk away. I know it's going to be challenging, but I also know that he is going to, you know, here again, I agree with her that he is going to have some kind of blockage or stoppage there to where he's going to have to walk away. Do you understand?
Good. Okay.
You know, I think that's coming up for you here, so.
I don't think you're the only person he's ever abused this way either, and I feel it's going to catch up with him, you know, and like I said, sometimes it's easier to feel compassion, you know, and understand that the person is not well than to let it eat you up.
And also understand that others see him in a different perspective than you see him. You take it personally as to where other people think, oh, this guy is a quack, you know, and they feel compassionate towards you, and it's not as bad on the ego as what you think it is, okay? It's not as humbling as what you take it. People are more compassionate for your side than his side.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on everything. You both are very dead on. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Let us know how it works out for you.
Yeah. Well, it's almost time to close the show, so we should probably let them know about sjlightworkers.com and beautiful, wonderful organization that Savannah basically heads that we're part of. She also has two other sites that she also is mastering. One is soulsjourney.net and also soulsjourneyradio.com. So basically you can find Jacqueline and myself there throughout the week. And there's many other wonderful advisors with many different gifts.
And many different classes to learn from too as well.
Yeah, the webinars are great. There's free chat readings. There's a healing box where you can put somebody on a prayer list and everybody lifts them up. It's just fantastic. Well, Jacqueline, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
It is always a pleasure to be with you too, Aphrodite.
And Jacqueline, I'll be
fun.
On here next week, next Monday, on Intuit between 8 and 9, so tune in then. And Jacqueline, are you going to be on the road or are you going to be there?
No, I will be in Florida next time we speak.
Wow. Are you going to be able to make enough time to talk to us? We want you here. I need you.
Absolutely. I'm usually on Soul Journey Lightworkers during the day, and I will continue that, except on this Friday I won't be on. But I'll continue that. And while I'm in transit, it'll be definitely a lot of prayers towards everybody who's going to be covering for me or who's going to be online at that point in time.
Oh, you're a darling. You're a darling. Like I said, I hope you have a very, very pleasant trip and good weather.
Thank you.
Getting there. I'm just going to be hanging out here for a little while. I'm going to Florida in November.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see you.
I'll be able to see you in person down there. We'll be able to actually get some pictures together that we need.
That would be a good thing.
But the nice thing about being, you know, part of the SJLightworkers.com group of people is that from anywhere, anytime, you can get in touch with this wonderful, wonderful rising up of the spirit. And no matter where you are in this country or in another, you know, you can call in, you can go in and you can look at the sites, you know, you can sign up for some of the webinars, you can be part of something greater than yourself that makes you feel that you are evolving, that you aren't alone on your spiritual journey. You have people that are here to help you and advise you, and often kind of give you a pep talk and sometimes give you a dose of reality. Right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. Life is good, and everybody should keep it going in that direction.
Absolutely. Everyone have a good night. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
the carnival, but they'll never.